Kim Waters. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fantastic.
That is awesome. That is good to hear. Good news. I want to first take a moment and congratulate you on the 25 years you've spent romancing your fans with your music.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and definitely a blessing.
Devin, we have enjoyed it. It's been a wonderful 25 years. Fans, if they only knew what they were about to hear from you on September 2nd, it is going to be, they're going to really be overwhelmed because this entire project is absolutely phenomenal, Kim.
Well, thank you very much. We're all very excited, and we did our best to make sure that everyone gets a great project, and every song means something to everyone.
I think from you covered that with the entire project. I also want to take some time and reflect on this wonderful career you've had that spanned over 25 years. I mean, that in and of itself is such an accomplishment in this industry. So that's pretty good.
That's true. And, you know, I have to say thank you to my fans because truly those are the people that make me. A lot of musicians think that because they're musicians that they want to make it. But that's not so. You're only as good as the people that support you. And I always kept that in the back of my head and try my best to remain humble and do my best to please my fans. And thank God for blessing me for this many years.
Oh, in God, so good. That is absolutely true. At what point in your life did you decide, well, you know, I think I want to be a musician? And how did you get started in the business?
Well, I started at a very early age. I started playing violin when I was 7 or 8.
Okay.
Then I switched to the saxophone when I was 11 and 12. And by the time I was 13, I mean, I was out there playing. Me and my brothers had a band. And I just fell in love with the music. It was music or basketball. So I ended up with the music.
Well, you know, there are a lot of basketball players. Well, they're like this. There's only a handful that make it, but there are a lot of people who want to be a basketball player. But you know, a musician is just as harder thing to achieve, and you did it.
Yes, now you know I really worked hard, and I have to thank my parents for the continuous support and always supporting my whole family. And everything that we did, and just encourages that if this is your dream, keep going for it. And that's what we did.
That's awesome. Your first project, Sweet and Saxy, in 1989, it was fortunately for your fans the beginning of a budding career for you that would ultimately, I mean, to this date, culminate over 25 years with number one singles, number one albums, top 10 singles, and the list just goes on and on, Kim. I mean, it is huge.
Well, yeah, that first record was a huge record for us. Of course, back then there was no such thing as smooth jazz. It was all put in this pot of good music. And thank God that my music was played all over the place on R&B radio, contemporary jazz, NAC. And I think that was the number two biggest selling jazz record of that year.
Well, I hear from artists all the time who say, you know, they just want to make good music, but it's something about, I repeatedly hear them say, you know, if it has to be felt, it has to be something that people can feel. And most definitely, and most certainly, what you do definitely provokes feeling and emotion of all kinds. In everybody, which
that's true, and I think that makes a difference because I always feel that if you as a musician, if you feel it, then and it feels good to you, then 9 times out of 10 the people are going to feel it. If you start a song and it's not feeling good to you, then sometimes I just scratch that song and say it's not right and move on to something else.
Well, that's good that you have that instinct and that sixth sense to know that, wait a minute, because truly it is about, you know, it's about the music, definitely about the music, but it also does, it means a whole lot when a person can feel what it is you're playing and what it is you're saying. And you've always had that gift of expressing romance and love with your music, allowing your sax to be your voice. And
that's true. You're right. And for me, it's all about building your brand and making your sound you. So always take each album and say, hey, I want the people to know that this is Cam Waters. This is my sound. This is what I do. And for so many musicians, they spend their lifetime mocking other musicians instead of concentrating on developing their self and their own sound. And that, to me, is what's going to bring you longevity. There's so many great musicians who have superior technique and superior sound, but it's just not themselves, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more, because there's nothing like, for example, listen to a radio station and everything you hear sounds the same.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. Nothing worse.
Well, I think that's too much of the same thing these days. And of course, now with this whole genre, a lot of it is overcrowded. And but I always try to do something that makes sure it stands out and has the Cam Waters sound.
Well, I think you've mastered that. And over the 25 years, just the fact that you're here, you know, your silver anniversary, 25 years, you know, that's longevity. And this album, clearly, Silver Soul, is definitely going to only have a bigger impact on, if you will, the Cam Waters brand and that sound, because it definitely is indicative of you. I mean, you wrote and you produced songs for this album, and always that entice and energize the love inside of us. I mean, I don't know if that's your goal, but that's what you do.
Well, I think you said it all. I think that's the Cam Waters signature. I mean, a lot of my albums have the love theme, and it's just like anything else. If it works for you, why try to change it? I mean, you look at Babyface and people like that, they have the same formula and continue to do great records.
And that formula, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
There you go.
That's what they say. Well, how have you managed to sustain this level at such a high level for all these years?
I think for me, it's just trying to stay up on what's really happening in today's world. And like so many other great musicians, you have to change with the time. If you go back in history and look at people like George Duke and Herbie Hancock and George Benson, those guys changed eras as the music changed. And that's what makes them sustain, you know. So I try to change with the time, and my daughters keep me all up on what's hip, and I try to keep that going.
Well, and kids will do it, won't they? They will do it for you. So have they been your biggest influences throughout the years, or who have been? Is it your family, or who or what are your biggest influences?
I think my biggest influence is definitely my daughters, Kayla and Kendley. But music-wise, it's the traditional guys like Sonny Stitt, Cannonball Adderley, and George Benson, Wes Montgomery, and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as inspiration, it's definitely my daughters and my family.
How old are your daughters? Because I'm only asking because I have an 18-year-old. So I'm just curious.
My twins will be 24 this year.
Okay, so you have crossed the barrier of the 18-year thing and a 21-year thing.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Oh, I'm right behind you. I'm slowly but surely, I'm marching right behind you. But it's a good thing to hear, you know, that they're still inspiring you. Even at 24, that's a good thing. Because they, you know, kids can teach us things that we just don't know.
That's true. You know, just to add to, of course, you may know that Kayla is on my first album, mm-hmm. And she's playing keyboards on that song, and Kimberly's a dynamic fashion diva, so they're both into the arts, so it's great to have them with me.
Well, that's awesome. When you embarked, Kim, upon the creation of Silver Soul, appropriately titled as you celebrate, like I said, your silver anniversary, that's set to be released on September 2nd. What was it, your intent to make it different from all your other albums or not? And if so, how?
I definitely tried to incorporate a few more vocals on this record because I just needed change in trend, and I wanted to have a lot more songs that were R&B oriented, and to give the R&B fans songs, because a lot of our success was from R&B hits. So wanted to come back and do a few more R&B songs. I had Eric Robinson on there, and a lot of great artists. So just try to keep up with the trend and do what we do.
Well, that's good that you paid homage to what's been there for you all these years.
Right.
And fans, you know, listen to the album. You do offer something for everybody. So even I mean, I don't think it can't go wrong. Even from an R&B side, it just can't go wrong because it has something for everybody.
Right, that's true. And I think that's the key, that gives the people what they want, just to show your versatility and to share your love and expression of you to the world.
True, and you appealed, as you do so well and so eloquently, Kim, you appealed to the hopeless romantic that lives inside of us all with Silver Soul. That, once again, what you're good at and what you just have done so well at. And your first single, Dreaming of You, on which, like you said, your daughter Kayla joins you on the piano, has been the second most added song on playlists, I mean, according to the BDS radio. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. We're excited, and we think this is going to be a great thing and a great way to kick off the new concerts when we start up on the road.
Definitely. How was it sharing that accomplishment with your daughter?
That was great, because I was doing the song and I said, I think it'd be great just to have her do the keyboards and play around me and double up the choruses. And she's like, Dad, no problem. And she did it, and I was like, wow, that's great. And she did it so fast, I was like, man, she is got it going on, you know?
Oh, yeah, she showed you something. She showed you something. Well, another intriguing fact about Silver Soul that I personally enjoy, Kim, as well as your fans, is the variety of music on the album that weaves a story of love. Even no matter whether it's, you know, a little bit more up-tempo or mid-tempo or the slower grooves, it still tells a story. At the end of the day, it all comes together and tells a love story. In my opinion, I don't know if that's what you were going for, but that's kind of what I get out of it.
Yeah, I think the whole record is like kind of a storybook, because you start off and it's always up tempo, and then it's like reading a book. You start off and then you read it and have the climax, and then you resolve, you know.
That was a good example. You read a book and you nod off, because that was a good example.
Right.
But there's no nodding off. There'll be no nodding off while listening to Silver Soul. That will be impossible.
That's right. I hope so.
Oh, no. There'll be no nodding off. You have the two R&B songs on the album are Anything You Need, which features your wife, Dana Pope, who joins you a lot on your recordings, and Laying Beside Me, featuring Eric Roberson.
Right.
Now, I got to tell you, I spoke with Eric. I interviewed Eric about a week and a half ago. He did a show here, and I spoke with him about his new project, and I mentioned this song to him. I let him know that it was one of my favorites as well on the album, and he said, really? He was so elated and thrilled. I said, Eric, you need to... He said, well, I haven't heard it. Finish it. I said, Eric, you have to hear this. It is phenomenal. And so he was just grinning from ear to ear, thrilled that I had even heard it, and mentioned it to him, much less that I loved it. So
That is a great song, and he's such a great vocalist and songwriter. He wrote the lyrics, and I did the music, and he just hooked it up so nice. I was like, wow, this guy's really a true master at his craft.
He is, and people, you know, I always say people just do not get and do not know who Eric Roberson is like they should, because he is.
I agree with you 100%. I think he's one of the finest vocalists out here, and he's just not getting. Well, he's heard, but he's not heard the way he should be heard.
Thank you. That is eloquently, that is exactly what I was trying to convey. And it's sad, but we, hey, at least us who know, we get it. And, you know, his new album comes out in a couple weeks, so, you know, around the same time as yours. So that will be even better, because you both will release around the same time. And I can't wait to spread the word about this song on your album that he was featured on. I definitely cannot wait to put that out there, because it was a great project. And he told me you guys met on the, was it the Soul Train or the Capitol Jazz Fest?
Yeah, Capitol Jazz Fest, yeah.
That's what he said. That's what he said. And I think even his keyboard player, which is his musical director, even mentioned something about, you know, that Capitol Jazz cruise, because I mentioned to him about the song and haven't heard it. And he said, wow, you know, yeah, Kim was very, very nice, and he went on and on and on. So, you know, you got some kudos too, Kim.
Oh, thank you. That's good to hear.
They did. The guys loved you. It for Eric, he said it was a pleasure, and I know it was a pleasure for you as well. And
absolutely.
You added two covers. You added All of Me by John Legend and Fireflies, which of course is added vocals by your niece Zendaya, who I find, not only is she a beautiful young lady, her voice is, I've been trying to figure out the word for it. It's beautiful. It is.
Yes. I just think she's just a, when you think of all of our talents, she would have to be one of the ladies. Acting, beauty, directing, she's just a sweetheart and so mature for her age. And wow, what a career she's going to have, even more.
I believe so. And when I listen to Fireflies, Kim, I try to think, it's so beyond her years.
Yeah.
I mean, where does she get that from? Is she like what I would call an old soul?
Well, here's how it happened. Fireflies was actually an up-tempo dance song on her album.
Yes.
So her dad called me and said, well, we're looking for a way to cross her over to the urban R&B world. Can you take this song and, you know, hook it up to make it more urban? And I said, beneath just the track with just her vocals. And that's what they did. And so I just started listening and came up with that song and then the remix, and it was fabulous.
So Kim,
once I was done, I was like, man, you've got to let me put this on my record.
You've got to. Kim, this is that. I've listened to both versions. I listened to yours first because I didn't know the original existed until my daughter, thankfully, educated me and pulled the YouTube up for me. And I thought, but even listening to her version, is so, even though it's up-tempo and like a dance tune, it's still, your version is very, you kept the authenticity of the original.
Right, that's true.
And it's beautiful. I mean, what you did with that is just, I just can't even, I'm just going to leave it alone because I can't even tell you how beautiful it is, really.
That is awesome.
And that All of Me, now, what made you add that cover to this project?
I think the song is just a beautiful song, and you know, so many people love it, and every time you hear it, somebody's getting married, and it's the theme of the wedding, and I was like, you can't go wrong with a song like that.
Nope. It's crossover.
It makes a variation, and it looks great, sounds great.
And it's a crossover. It crosses over, I think, almost every genre, just about.
Absolutely.
So, good choice. Again, oh, you're smart. Oh, I love it, Kim. You have that formula, and I love it, because even though you're being true to who you are, you're still being open to newness. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's a beautiful thing. Silver Soul, is your way of letting your fans know that you appreciate them and to thank them, and that you're dedicating, you know, these songs, if you will, to them and to love. If you could say or tell your fans of 25 years one thing, what would that one thing be?
I would say I'm extremely grateful to have so many true fans that continue to support me, and I cannot thank them enough for keeping me alive in this business for so long.
And for so long, much more to come, you will be around. For the rest of the year, you'll be touring with Silver Soul, correct?
Yes.
And will you also be on the road collaborating with some very special guys that that I happen to love, and Brian Simpson and Phil Perry, just to name a couple?
Yep, Mesa.
Okay.
And, you know, possibly Shantae Moore. We do things together as well.
That will be, I have to tell you this story, Kim. I also spoke with Phil Perry about 3 weeks ago. And he just, it was ironic because we were just talking about, you know, live shows and improvisation with live shows. And I mentioned to him that I was coming to see him and you in November in Virginia. And he said, Monica, you just never know. Well, actually, before I even said that, I think he said, you know, it's like when I'm on stage with Kim, like, you never know what we're going to do. So I'm quoting Phil. He said, you never know what's going to happen. So inevitably, the crowd thinks they know what's going to happen, but they really don't have a clue, because we just let it do what it does. And it always works out that it's something beautiful and something nobody could have ever anticipated happening in that live performance.
I would have to agree with you on that, because when me and Phil all together, I mean, of course there's the song, but the song can change so drastically night after night. Phil is so amazingly talented that he starts to then go somewhere, and then my guys just go with him, and then I follow, and then it turns into something magical. And I think that's what's so great about this show. It's a journey, and it's a great musical experience.
And there's nothing, I think, I say it all the time, and it's my story, and I'm sticking to it. There's nothing like a live performance, number one, but a live performance that can take on a life of its own and is not the same night after night.
Right. I think that makes a big difference. I mean, we might do some of the same songs night after night, but it's never the same night after night, because we do different things. And I think that's what it's all about, being a musician. When you get on the live scene, you're supposed to get, you bring it. You bring it like you never bring it. You bring it like you don't bring it on the record.
I agree.
Let people know who you are, you know.
I agree. And so I look forward to that performance. I look forward to seeing Phil as well as you. And, oh, definitely, now that I have heard Silver Soul, I really can't wait to see glimpses of that live. But to see the chemistry between you and Phil, I look forward to that, because he let me know, and now you've confirmed that it is definitely a sight to behold. And I told Phil, I said, well, I'm not gonna try to guess where you're going. I don't want to know. I want you to just go ahead and take me. Yeah. Just take me on that journey. I won't even begin to try to figure it out. I want to go on the journey with you guys. So I look forward to that in the fall. And in closing, tell me, Kim, what do you most want to be remembered for in this business and in this industry and the brand you've created?
I think the main thing is to keep trying to do better and better in yourself. Don't get comfortable. And the most important, more than anything in the music, is just remaining humble. Realize that it's not about you, it's about your fans who support you.
Wow. That is exactly right. The power of humility. Ugh, it's powerful. I thank you for that. And I thank you for being that guy. I thank you for being humble, as well as being such a talented, gifted musician who has given us 25 fabulous years of music. And I know there's so much more in you that we all look forward to.
Yes, and I appreciate sharing this time with you as well, and I hope we will get the chance to talk to you in November.
Definitely. I will see you then. I look forward to it, and congratulations again, Kim, and on September 2nd, I will be waiting and watching how it explodes and how it takes on a whole life of its own. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Lee.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Stay in touch. You have my numbers.
I definitely will, Kim. Thank you.
Call me before the show and we'll meet up and maybe have a drink or something.
Definitely. Thank you, Kim. I'll talk to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.